This is North Shore Today for Thursday, February 12, 2026. The Salem City Council is considering raising fines for lack of snow removal, and the Gloucester City Council has turned down a zoning change. Partly cloudy, windy, mid-30s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 7:51 p.m. Michael McHugh writes in the Salem News, the Salem City Council will consider a proposal to increase fines for failing to clear snow and ice from sidewalks at today's council meeting. The change proposed by Mayor Dominic Pangelo would amend city ordinances so that owners of residential properties would be fined $100 each day for neglecting to remove snow and or ice from sidewalks, and owners of commercial properties would be charged $200 each day to encourage compliance. Previously, residential and commercial property owners with snow on their sidewalks would be fined $25 for the first offense and $50 for each subsequent offense. For ice, residential and commercial property owners would be fined $50 for each offense. Bobby Grady writes in today's Gloucester Times, the Gloucester City Council has rejected a proposal to alter the zoning of 25 properties on a portion of East Main Street. Council members voted unanimously 6-0, with three councilors absent during their Tuesday meeting. The proposal, initially submitted in 2024 by then-Councilor-at-Large Jeff Worthley, aimed to change the area's zoning from marine industrial to neighborhood business. A marine industrial zone is designed to support businesses involved in fishing or other industrial uses, while neighborhood business is designed to support both residential and retail uses. While there are residences in the marine industrial zone in Gloucester, Councilor-at-Large Jason Groh said East Main Street is zoned that way it is to support the growth and current maritime industry businesses there. He said much of Gloucester does not comply with the current zoning because much of the city was built before today's zoning laws were created. More news after this break.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on msonewsports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Caitlin D. writes in the Newburyport Daily News, in Amesbury, Catherine Curry has been named to the school committee following a joint special meeting between the city council and school committee Tuesday evening. Prior to the regularly scheduled city council meeting, the joint special meeting was held in order to fill a vacancy caused by the departure of former school committee member turned District 4 City Councilor Marianne Welch. And itemlive.com reports Wednesday afternoon in Lynn City Hall foyer, Mayor Jared Nicholson launched the Youth Safety and Opportunity Collaborative. The collaboration is a new leadership body that will bring law enforcement, service providers, elected officials, and those with lived experience with the goal of decreasing youth violence in the city. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Beverly girls hockey team topped Winthrop 7-1 last night. The Panthers are now 15-3 overall. Beverly broke the game open with 5 unanswered goals in the third period. Beverly has 3 of the top 4 point leaders on the North Shore, Meredith Johnston, Asuka Keo, and Avery LeBlanc. Elsewhere, Newburyport shut out Gloucester 1-0. In boys hockey, Gloucester beat Winthrop 3-1 last night. This was the Fishermen's 5th straight win, and they got goals from Luke Sala, Connor Curley, and Cam Amiro. Trey Marone got the win and goal. In girls basketball, it was Masco 52, Lynn English 42, and Beverly over Winthrop 57-40. In boys basketball, Lynn Classical edged Chelsea 67-65. The big story here, though, is that the Rams were down 12 points with 1:10 to play and ended up winning the game. Shai Babb hit the game-winning shot as the Rams are now 15-2 on the season. Celtics beat the Bulls last night at the Garden, 124-105. The NBA now heads for its All-Star break, with the All-Star game scheduled Sunday afternoon at 5. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.